A commentator for youth radio has become more interested in the events of his parents' home country, Iran. Arash Afghahi still has family there, but it took this summer's election and the protests that followed to make him feel Iranian.
Growing up, I didn't feel a strong connection to Iran. I wasn't born there, and I've only visited once in my life. As a kid, I remember tuning my dad out every time he talked about Iranian politics. And they were definitely conversations to avoid around the dinner table, because they usually ended with him dropping the F word, fascist. My dad seemed addicted to conspiracy theories involving the government. I always figured that it couldn't be as bad as he said it was. But now, I sympathize with my dad a lot more. When millions of people began protesting the Iranian election results, it suddenly felt very personal. My aunt and uncle from Iran were actually visiting me in New York on the day of the election. Their daughter is just 2 years older than me, and she volunteered for Mousavi's campaign, doing basically what young volunteers do here in the States, handing out literature and putting up posters. But that proved dangerous after the election. She called my uncle often in the early days of mass protests and police crackdowns. After one of these conversations, my uncle grimly told my aunt that someone had taken their daughter's license plate. They told me this was a common strategy used by Iranian police against critics of the government. When people like my cousin report their missing license plate, the police arrest them. When my aunt returned to Iran, she retrieved the license plate from my cousin without any repercussions from the police. But my family considers the incident a thinly veiled threat. We worry that my cousin could herself disappear if she continues her vocal opposition and protesting. Now, I try to stay in touch with my cousin as much as I can. But lately, my cousin's Facebook updates and Twitter messages have become less frequent, and I'm left to wonder why. Not knowing is the hardest part for me. All I can do is worry about my family in a country that seems so far away, but is also mine.
Commentator Arash Afghahi is a student at New York University. His essay was produced by Youth Radio, and you can comment on it on the opinion page at our website, npr.org.